You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Kids, I got something for you. It just seems like every week I come across an incredible fact of nature. And I hate to bring up tarantulas, especially giant tarantulas. I mean, I thought they all were, but man, oh man. But wherever they are in the world, somewhere far off, they have been known to keep tiny frogs as pets. Why would they do that? Well, it's to prevent insects from eating the burrowing tarantula's eggs. Ah, and then, in return, the spiders protect the frogs from predators. They protect each other, again, going kind of against what some would say would be the law of nature, right? It's almost like it was something that was designed that way. Giant tarantulas keeping these frogs. I've got a video of one. I won't post it, but I got a video of one. Little frog. I don't know how little it is, but on the tarantula's back. They're little buddies. It's amazing. Nature is an amazing thing, and I hope you think that, right?
Oh, yeah. You got to admit, that is pretty neat.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
You make my drive to work so worth having. Thank you for the entertainment, the music, the love, the blessings.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show, the Sound of Life.
I was talking about watching the news. We all do it. We get into it. Rachel was with her husband. TV news, getting depressed. She said with tears in her eyes and her voice, why isn't anyone telling people to call on the Lord? Such dire times. I bowed my head. A commercial comes on. Franklin Graham giving the gospel. My husband looked at me. She said, God heard you. It's pretty cool, isn't it? The things that go on, sometimes it's okay to cry out to God on any subject matter. He knows you. He knows what makes you happy. You know, he knows what gives you joy. He knows you want to be healed, right? He knows you want relationships healed. That's what perfectly love means. He loved you before you even knew about him. It's a pretty cool thing to think about.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
I've got a smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show, the Sound of Life.
So, In Touch Ministries with Dr. Charles Stanley, they did announce this past week that a couple of things. One is they're going to continue in the future sharing Dr. Stanley's messages with those who haven't heard them before or who would love to gain a deeper understanding of God's word by listening to his messages again. Of course, he passed away recently, but he's been pastor emeritus there at First Baptist Church in Atlanta for a while. So his messages, if you're a regular listener, you can tell they're a more youthful Dr. Stanley. And he did announce that the CEO... selected longstanding, the present CEO, Philip Brown, and his board of directors, they're going to lead In Touch in the future. But I wanted to share just a few moments with Dr. Charles Stanley. He was being interviewed not all that long ago and was very open and candid about his life.
I think about how many people get to the edge of making wrong mistakes in their life, and if they just stop and think, okay, God, what would you have me to do? He never gives wrong instructions. Sometimes they're tough, but he always gives you the right answer. And I look back, and I've got a number of
beats. Mile markers.
Yeah, mile markers where God challenged me, and I obeyed him. And I think I can say this with my face in the mud in humility, that God has never failed to keep a promise. You know, my hopes of life can be wrapped up in obey God, leave all the consequences to him.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
Thinking about the movie Big George Foreman, which came out in April, okay? And it's an incredible story, and I'm a big fan of George Foreman's. I am. And it's just fascinating. His life should have a movie made. It's way overdue, to tell you the truth. He was an Olympic gold medalist, world heavyweight champion, remarkable life. He found Christ, retired, became a preacher for 10 years. Financial hardship hit his family and the church, and he felt led to step back into the ring and regained the heavyweight championship at the age of 45 to become the oldest heavyweight champion in boxing. But the faith-driven story is the real story. So I don't know how much of that's in the movie, Big George Foreman. You can use a streaming service like Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime. You can rent, buy the movie on iTunes or Google Play like that. Big George Foreman, I was very impressed, and I learned that Harvard had a business class on the transformation of George Foreman. I'd love to sit in on that because, well, he went from a heavyweight boxer to a grill. I mean, they left that out of the whole thing, you know, the George Foreman grill. That was, I guarantee you, there's people that are probably in their 30s and younger who just see George Foreman as a, oh, he's the guy with the grills. What do you mean he was heavyweight champion? I know he's big, but what do you mean? Then they don't understand that. And actually, Harvard University was studying that transformation. That is amazing. And I don't know if they brought faith into it or not, but it was pretty incredible. And I like the way he was being interviewed way back in the day, which has been a while now. Yeah, he was a pastor for 10 years. He was on the Johnny Carson show, late night TV show. So that'll date you right there. And he was getting ready to start his comeback. And Johnny Carson asked him a very poignant question. And I love the answer because it is so typical George Foreman. Listen close.
Now, the fellow you're fighting is, are you a good fighter?
I hope not.
Great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Oh, you look like a man who could use more coffee.
The Sound of Life.
The Empire State Building was dedicated on this day, 1931. You've probably been to the top of it. It is an iconic structure the world over still today. Completed in 1931. It took less than 2 years to build it. They say the beams coming from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, were warm to the touch when they pulled in 33rd Street on a tractor trailer. It's an incredible building. And, of course, it was the tallest building in the world for a long time. It has been since surpassed, but who cares? It is the iconic Empire State Building, named after, of course, the state, the nickname for the New York State. It was, the lights were turned on in a ceremony on this day from President Herbert Hoover remotely turned on the lights from Washington, D.C. He flipped the switch and the lights came on the Empire State Building. Actually, somebody at the Empire State Building flipped the switch at the same time and made the lights come on. In fact, that wasn't the only deception, and I wrestle with this because, you know, it was during the Depression, 1931. Things were not looking good. So they left a lot of the lights on so people walking up and down the street in the city would think that the building was occupied when it really wasn't as occupied as they made it out to be, right? So was that just, would you have done that? I don't know. I thought that was kind of interesting. I know one thing, though. It is a must-see. I don't know who came up with the idea that at some point they thought it would actually be, what, a dirigible landing spot? You would land there on your helium balloon, and people would walk down a ramp, like, onto the 82nd floor or something.
Any town that could dream up a hoax like this has a sense of humor that I wouldn't try to compete with.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The Sound of Life.
Tell you what, I got some great news. This is really cool. As someone who has meagerly practiced sailing on a little two-man sailboat and had some good times and some not so good times, much of my learning was done in the Hudson River. Not learning how to sail, learning how to respect the Hudson River. I take that very seriously. If you want to know more, just email me and I'll fill you in on that before you go out there. But the sailor finished the Around the World race, the Golden Globe race, require sailors to leave France in September, the 1st of September, and sail around the world. And you have to take a route that you go, I guess you have to, but you have to go around the three major capes. 235 days later, the first woman to ever complete the race won it. Yeah, her name is Kirsten Neufschaefer from South Africa. She crossed the finish line last Thursday. What do you do when you finish a race? They just, wow, amazing. I just can't even comprehend it. And she's from South Africa, as I said, 8 months. Isn't that amazing? She completed the race on a Cape George cutter. It's a 36-foot boat, which looks big in Lake George, but out in the ocean. But you have to have something you can handle all by yourself. But she can do it. She's had a lot of experience. The Cape George cutter's name, Minnehaha. That is absolutely correct. It's, of course, as you may well know, named after the fictional native woman from American poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's poem in 1855. He did a poem called The Song of Hiawatha. And she is a lover of the poem's primary character, Hiawatha. She, the name Minnehaha is said to mean laughing water in the poem. It's more accurately translates to waterfall in the Dakota Sioux language. But she has done a lot of sailing. I mean, she helped transport film crews to Antarctic to gather footage. So, Kirsten Neufschaefer, quite a person to be able to do that by yourself. That is something I just goes against every grain in my body, you know, to do. Because even when I was out on a lake or out on the Hudson River by myself, I was wishing I wasn't by myself.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.